Commissioners, if you can return to the table, we'll reconvene at this time. Well, we hope everybody was able to get a drink and maybe a snack. And it worked. We have more folks who wish to provide testimony, so we're very pleased by that. But before we jump right into that, I really appreciate someone who came up and chatted with me and introduced themselves and reminded me that when we started this hearing, we failed to introduce ourselves as commissioners and as the people at the front table. And so I thank you once again for pointing that out. Please indulge us. We've been at this all day, and so we assume that everybody knows this. But you're absolutely right. That is the proper thing to do. So my name is Kathleen George. I'm the acting chair of the Environmental Quality Commission. And when I'm not doing things like this, I am an elected tribal councilwoman for the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, and I live outside of Windmill, Oregon. Commissioner?
My name is Molly Piles. I am an associate professor at Oregon State University in the College of Public Health and Human Sciences. I am an environmental health specialist, an epidemiologist, and I'm in the office.
Yeah, I'm Wade Mosby. I live in Lake Oswego. I'm a retired forest products guy, fifth generation Oregonian. Got three grandkids live in this state, and I like clean air and I like clean water.
I'm the new guy. I'm Greg Addington. I'm from Klamath Falls. I've spent the last 10 years or so working on water issues in the Klamath Basin. Do private consulting now, mostly resource-related issues and leadership development in the resource industry.
And I'm Sam
Rosso.
I'm from the Water Commission. I live here in the Portland region. When I'm not on the commission, I work in one of the county's office of sustainability, doing a range of things, but more formal background is environmental and commerce.
Director, do you wish to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Richard Wickman. I'm the director of the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality.
My name is Gary Grumman. I'm with the Oregon Department of Justice, and I'm the EQC's counsel.
All right. Great. Thanks very much. And just in case somebody came in the door recently, We are taking a formal comment on the Cleaner Air Oregon rulemaking, and we have a timer guide here. You know, one never knows when holding any public comment period or hearing how many folks you're going to get. And so you do your best to plan for that and to allow enough time for everybody to speak and also enough time for lots of people to speak if lots of people show up. But to be fair, we're going to stick with 3 minutes for everyone. But that doesn't limit your input. Folks are welcome to provide additional input, either in writing here tonight, via the email system or the DEQ's website. And so your ability to provide additional input is not limited. But tonight we are asking, in fairness, that everybody get the same 3 minutes. When the light goes red, I'll try to let you finish your thought, and then thank you for coming up and speaking. All right, Jody Bailey.
Thank you for the chance to comment. My name is Jody Bailey. I just want to ask that in making the rules, we consider the exposure of the most vulnerable of our population, which are children and children of color who are living closest to sources disproportionately. And if we protect the most vulnerable, if we take into consideration exposure of the most vulnerable people, the children, we will protect, we'll come up with numbers that are protective of all of us. So when we're doing the math and looking at those numbers, I just ask that we consider that exposure. The kids, thanks.
Thank you. And just in case anybody needs to know, there is an additional sign-up sheet in the back of the room. We're rotating them. So there's one out while we're using the other. So if you do decide to sign up, there's still a sign-up sheet back there. Alicia Cohen. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Alicia Cohen, and thank you for the opportunity to comment tonight. I would like to emphasize considering the breathing capacity and exposures of children. I am the mother of two young children, and I do think it is a civil rights issue for our citizens whose lung capacity is much smaller and who are therefore exposed multiple times for every breath that they breathe in to these toxics as someone who is healthy with adult-sized lungs. And I hope that that will lead us to consider levels that are sensitive to the most vulnerable, smallest lungs in our community, for whom also the impacts are outsized as their brains and bodies are growing and will be permanently impacted by the toxics they ingest through breathing. Thank you.
Thank you. Jessica Roja.
Thank you. My name is Jessica Rojas, and I work for the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods. Our board will be submitting a formal comment, but I just wanted to take some time here. I appreciate you guys making the space available, listening. It's kind of hard to, well, I hear a lot from our community about how concerned they are about air toxics and the impacts it has, not only in the areas where there's busy traffic, diesel, buses, but now, you know, the issues that you guys aren't regulating, and those are like indirect and background sources, which I know that aren't addressed in these rules, but it's really hard to like know what our cancer risks are. So when I hear about the burdens of small businesses experiencing because of how strong these rules are, when I think about the people in our community that are burdened by cancer, this is not as equal and comparable. So what I want to request is that you take stronger consideration for existing facilities. I like what you've done for the new facilities in reducing cancer level risk, but I think existing facilities, I don't see a lot of new facilities popping up in our district. And we've heard that from even Metro's urban growth report, that we don't think industrial lands will be in stronger need. And so like these polluting industries, they may not be a part of our future. So why don't we do the best that we can to help existing industries kind of like start reducing their cancer polluting risks in our communities. So I just wanted to offer that, and thank you guys.
Thank you for your thoughts. Do we have anybody else who signed up? You did?
Right.
And just to make sure that you did get your name on the list, right, because we want to make sure we have everybody's name. Great. Thank you very much. Welcome. Please feel free to introduce yourself to the record.
Thank you, Chair George, and members of the committee, of the commission, excuse me. My name is Catherine Salzman. I'm with the Eastside Portland Air Coalition, and I was an alternate on the Cleaner Air Oregon Rules Advisory Committee, so I have been in touch with this process since the beginning, including the technical work and all that. I don't have a lot to say right now. I've written a lot, and I've already spoken quite a bit, but I just want to talk about the difference between cancer and non-cancer. There's the cancer, which we talk about in, you know, number of extra cancers per million. And then there's the hazard index. And I just, in bold letters and neon with a million like arrows pointing at it, the definition of health protective is a hazard index of one, okay? So Senate Bill 1541 has set the hazard index levels at not health protective levels, okay? So once you go above one, people are going to be impacted with, you know, non-cancer impact. So what I think the DEQ is trying to work with what the statute says, but I want you to remember that, because this is going to sunset in 2029, and so the definition of a hazard index is one, and anything over that is not health protective.
Thank you for your thoughts. Anyone else who's done it? No? Okay. Well, we're not quite at 6:30. Is that right?
Richard Whitman, Director of Oregon DEQ. Commissioner George, again, just to make sure, and out of respect for folks who may show up in the next half hour and want to testify, I think we need to stick around until 7. And so you may want to recess the meeting again and reconvene, I don't know, 5 or 10 or 7, and depending on if we get additional folks or not.
I agree completely. You know, this is the community's opportunity. We know folks whose lives are busy. It could be that somebody's still on their way. So if you're done with us, you're free to go, but we are not. We will go ahead and recess again. Our list will be in the back, and I will certainly check it at quarter till. And if we have additional folks who will want to sign up, again, and we won't leave at quarter till. We will, you know, not leave till the top of the hour, but we will continue to check it in case folks are on their way. Feel free to have a snack and move around a little bit. Thanks so much, everybody, for staying. We really appreciate it. We are in recess.